With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 40s and 50s, L. Ron Hubbard was a prolific writer of science fiction. Hubbard is quoted as saying that if a man wants to make $1 million, he should start his own religion. So he did. Hubbard called it Scientology, and he detailed the basis for it in a 1950 book called Dianetics. It uses a kind of psychotherapy in which church members, called auditors, employ lie detector-type devices to determine stress. Reportedly, Scientology cures just about any mental or physical ailment. Critics branded as quackery, and at one point, faced with legal attacks, L. Ron Hubbard and about 500 followers ran the empire from a boat. Over the years, there have been enough colorful developments to qualify Scientology and the people associated with it for roles in a Robert Ludlum thriller. Allegations of dummy corporations to funnel money overseas, blackmail and death threats, and a scheme called Operation Snow White to infiltrate the government. L. Ron Hubbard hasn't been seen in public since 1980. His son is charged that his father is either dead or incompetent. Through it all, L. Ron Hubbard's books are still being read. A Los Angeles publishing house called Bridge Publications was set up to reprint Hubbard's books, and the first to come out was, you guessed it, Dianetics. The latest is L. Ron Hubbard Presents Writers of the Future. Lynn Forman, chief of Bridge, says the publishing house is a subcorporation of New Era Publications International of Copenhagen and has no link at all to the Church of Scientology. Norman Starkey, who heads Authors Services Incorporated, which serves as Hubbard's literary agent, also denies any connection with Scientology. But no doubt, alive or dead, L. Ron Hubbard is casting a long shadow over it all. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. L. Ron Hubbard, the science fiction writer, founded the Church of Scientology in the 1950s. Church members insist it is a religion, but critics call it quackery. If L. Ron Hubbard is still alive, he would be in his mid-70s, but it has been years since anyone has seen him in public. He's said to be living in a tightly guarded former movie studio in the California desert. Lynn Forman is head of Bridge Publications in Los Angeles, which was set up to republish the books of L. Ron Hubbard. There have been six so far, including Dianetics and Battlefield Earth, plus an anthology of new science fiction writing called L. Ron Hubbard Presents The Writers of the Future. Forman indicates he is satisfied that Hubbard is still alive and running things.
He has proven to a California judge that he is quite capable of handling his own affairs in any way he sees fit, and that he has absolutely no need to come out in public.
The purported proof consisted of handwritten documents.
He submitted a brief which was about an inch thick, I wish I had brought it for you, in which he hand-wrote what his opinion was and what his feelings were over a specially formulated ink which could not have been formulated, let's say, more than 2 months ago.
Lynn Forman says the story selected for Writers of the Future, a mass-market paperback, resulted from a contest.
Mr. Hubbard, in his desire to encourage young writers and, if you will, to give something back to the industry, decided that he would offer cash prizes to new, heretofore unpublished young writers of great promise.
Just about everyone I spoke with has tried to separate L. Ron Hubbard's publishing arms as independent of the Church of Scientology. That may be consistent with long-running allegations that Hubbard had set up shell corporations to funnel millions of church dollars to overseas accounts. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.